KANW New Mexico Close-Up. I'm Tom Trowbridge. The current chair of the Rio Grande chapter of the Sierra Club, David Koss, enjoyed a long career in the public sector, including, as mentioned in Wednesday's broadcast, his work in watershed restoration. But back in the wake of Republican Gary Johnson's 1994 ouster of Democratic Governor Bruce King to take the governor's chair, Koss was out of work, a political casualty of the change in administrations. Soon, though, he found work at the city of Santa Fe, Koss becoming Public Works Director under newly elected Mayor Debbie Jaramillo and City Manager Ike Pino.
About the time I got there, the Santa Fe River had finally gotten so ugly and so unstable that the citizens along the river were pretty much up in arms and they were outraged. And so one of my first tasks from Ike was to figure out why the citizens were so angry and try to come up with a plan to make the Santa Fe River just a more enjoyable place for Santa Feans.
With his previous experience, Koss says the new challenge fit him like a glove.
I was very happy to step into all those angry citizens and mediate between them and city engineers. The prevailing thought at the time, or leading up to that, was that the Santa Fe River had ceased to be a living river and was more treated as a stormwater conduit to get the water off the streets and out of the area as soon as you could.
Koss's leadership, culminating during his two terms as mayor of Santa Fe, led to 15 miles of continuous greenway with public parks and trails emanating from downtown Santa Fe along the Santa Fe River. Tom Trowbridge, KANW News.